Love is in the air, but there's little lost on the hardwood tonight. It's the Marlette Red Raiders and the Harbor Beach Pirates squaring off for the upper hand of the Greater Thumb East title. Good evening and welcome to the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And to the right of me, as always, is the one and only Coach John Mooney.
Well, Clark, in a couple days, the flight trajectories for Cupid's arrows, they will be flying, just like the ICBMs are going to be launched tonight beyond the arc. And I think we're going to find out exactly how accurate both teams are tonight, as well as Cupid.
Marlette and Harbor Beach are both tied for first in the GTC East. Last time these two teams met, it took overtime to decide a victor. Tonight, all signs are pointing to another close game.
These two teams, Red Raiders from Marlette and the Pirates from Harbor Beach, they've developed an intense rivalry over the past few years. Now, tonight's game is kind of like a get into position for divisional hardware type of game, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's another Friday night primetime game on your hardwood home for high school hoops, Marlette and Harbor Beach on the WLEW Sports Network, Sports Radio 102.1, and WLEWSports.com live and worldwide. From the GTC East, it's Marlette at Harbor Beach in a snowy night on the east side of Lake Huron. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment. Before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular, dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
From your Truck Month headquarters, Graf, Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Hey, Pops, what's all the commotion?
That's the sound of the Chevy Silverado, the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month. Time to get a great truck at a great price.
You got it, boss. Save almost $13,000 on remaining 2015 Silverado light-duty crew cabs. Or if you prefer a low lease payment, current lessees can drive away in a 2016 four-wheel drive double cab for under $200 a month, and all are equipped with the All-Star package.
Remember, trucks are what we do. And your Silverado is in stock and priced for immediate delivery. But hurry, truck month ends soon.
And if a truck isn't for you, we have great deals on cars as well. Like a 2016 Buick Verano with leather for under $250 a month. Or a Chevy Malibu for under, get this, $150 a month.
Under $150 a month, Malibuya!
Truck month is here, and so are the savings throughout our entire lot here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GM EPP lease with competitive lease in household. All upfront fees due at signing.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today,
989-872-3318. Tonight's game broadcast of the WLEW Sports Network is being brought to you by DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs. Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. Graf Chevrolet, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. and Casey Yon of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sail and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network and Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your broadcast tonight from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. So far, the storylines of the broadcast season have mainly focused on the Greater Thumb West, where it's bad acts against pretty much everyone else. However, quietly in the East, things are heating up, and they have been. A three-way tie for first place, and in round-robin fashion. Marlette beat Harbor Beach, then Harbor Beach went ahead and beat Sandusky, and then Sandusky goes and beats Marlette in overtime, all three at 5-1 in the season.
What's really interesting about this race is that all three contenders have beaten each other on their own home court. And of course, the question remains, can Harbor Beach continue this trend?
In the first matchup between the Red Raiders and Pirates, Harbor Beach started out hot, hitting from long range, leading by 11 at halftime. The second half saw Marlette slowly but surely crawl back into the game, trailing by 5 after the third, and tied up at 43 at the end of regulation. Isaac Dale led the way with 22 points.
Isaac Dale is a very talented junior. He's really fun to watch, and it seems like the only thing that can stop him is foul trouble. I mean, it is hard to score from the bench.
That was the last time Harbor Beach lost. 7 straight wins over 28 days since. With a win tonight, they would find themselves in the driver's seat for the remainder of divisional play. They host Sandusky a week from tonight.
You know, Harbor Beach is so tough on their home court, and I mean traditionally tough. We're talking years now of protecting this own home court that Coach Rubel has developed here. And currently, of course, the Harbor Beach Pirates are boasting a 6-0 record on this court right here.
This Sunday marks the triumphant return of the baseline due to Super Bowl 50 and Peyton Manning drinking a lot of Budweiser. We were off for a week, but the wait is over, and we return this Sunday, February 14th, with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams as we break down the latest in basketball action. It's called The Baseline, and it returns this Sunday at 7 p.m. and will run throughout the remainder of the basketball season on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLAWsports.com.
Well, Clark, we're going to have our hoodies off, and we're going to be itching to talk. Especially basketball, you know, high school hoops, you know, since we had that Super Bowl Sunday off and all the festivities that went along with it, I'm alluding to. Hey, folks, join us. It's a lot of fun.
I'm not sure there's a better way to spend Valentine's Day than with John Mooney and Paul P. Adams live from our East Side studios of the Clark Ramsey Manor. I'm not sure you can top that, folks.
There's nothing I can say on that one.
Well, we now are going into our stall mode. The second half, this entire game actually, for the JV in front of us, Harbor Beach and Marlette squaring off. The JV game flew by, so we said, all right, we're going to go on at a normal time, about 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Here we are, and it's still a 20-point ball game, but we had timeouts left and right. We have fouls all over the place, and so we have a little extra time.
Well, each coach has went ahead and called timeout to draw their 21-point play, and
how's that going so far?
I don't think it's working, but we do have 3:14 to go, 51-31 in favor of the hometown Harbor Beach Pirates JV.
When you look at the standings in the Greater Thumb East, you have a three-way tie atop with Harbor Beach, Marlette, and Sandusky all at 5-1. Harbor Beach overall leads the way with overall record at 11-3, Marlette at 10-4, Sandusky at 10-5. They played a game this past Saturday against Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes, and fell short big time, 35-57. That snapped a three-game win streak, which started with Ubley, Marlette, and Memphis. Marlette, well, they were supposed to play on Wednesday, I do believe, but that has been canceled. Of course, no one played, really, this